Under the heading of bad puns, we offer this. Toronto police investigators seem to have cracked the case. This is the case involving allegations that Toronto Mayor Rob Ford was caught on videotape puffing on a crack pipe. The Toronto Star and the news site Gawker first broke the story in May. Mayor Ford claimed the video didn't exist and repeatedly denied he ever smoked crack. Well, yesterday, Toronto's police chief announced that investigators now actually have this video, which appears to show Ford smoking the crack pipe. Robin Doolittle is a reporter for the Toronto Star. Doolittle was one of the few people who was given access to the video when it surfaced earlier this year. She joins us now. Robin, it seemed as though this video had disappeared. How did the police get it?
It's a very complicated story that seems ripped right out of a movie script after the Star revealed that two of our reporters had seen a video of the mayor apparently smoking crack. Police launched their own investigation into the mayor. It was called Project Brazen 2. At the same time, they were investigating a gun smuggling gang in North Toronto. That project was called Project Traveler. The individuals involved in Project Traveler happened to be the individuals who were trying to sell us this footage of the mayor. So there was a lot of overlap between those two investigations. And when the police raided a number of high-rise buildings this summer in connection to the gun smuggling ring, they obtained a computer file that, through months of forensic testing, they were able to extract this video that Kevin Donovan and I saw 6 months ago.
So heavy and intense gumshoe work. Now, there's a man who is on trial for extortion, Alexander Lisi. Who is he and how does he figure into all of this?
So Sandra Lisi is a friend of the mayor's. For this year, he's occasionally been a freelance driver for the mayor. Sometimes he drives him around. As part of the Toronto police investigation into the mayor, which is called Brazen 2, as I mentioned, They've been surveilling Sandra Lisi, who is alleged to be a man providing people with drugs. He was charged earlier this month with drug offenses, and he was recently charged with extortion in connection to attempts made to get back the video once the Star reported about it.
All right, so connect the dots for us. So during the surveillance, the mayor was being followed?
The mayor was being followed. His associates were being followed. It's about 500 pages that were released yesterday, half of which was redacted, blacked out. It describes, you know, meetings between the mayor and Sandra Lisi at night in a park. They met at a gas station in the afternoon where the mayor would walk inside the gas station while Sandra Lisi slipped a manila envelope into his passenger seat of his car. We don't know what was in the envelope, but, you know, you can draw your own conclusions.
I mean, it's a complex line of dots, but are the police essentially holding what appears to be incontrovertible proof that Mayor Rob Ford smoked crack?
Well, I mean, there's been this huge debate in Toronto over the last 6 months. The Star reported that we had seen this video of the mayor smoking what appeared to be crack cocaine. Earlier, a month before that, we reported that the mayor was asked to leave a military ball because he showed up impaired. We reported that his staff was trying to get him into rehab for what they described as a drinking problem. We, throughout the summer, wrote about his connections to this gang, about his activities and connection to individuals who lived in what neighbors called a crack house. This has kind of been unfolding all along, but there's always been this contingent of the city saying, unless you have the video, we won't believe you. So the fact that the police have come out and said, no, there is a video, we have seen it, and it does look like Rob Ford, that's what's really significant.
Robin Doolittle with the Toronto Star, thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye.